You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. You guys, give me just a minute. You know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Aloe Fiber offers 100% fiber optic connections for home internet, TV, and phone service options. It is the best in the business. Trust me, I know these things. You can build your custom package right now at alofiber.com. You can visit them in person at 808 9th Street in Greeley, or you could call 970-503-5055. No buffering, no lag, no death circles, just crazy fast internet. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling, who's going to be working overtime this weekend, and I'll explain why here in a second. Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust, you are in the best of hands when you work with us at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. For more information, thank you guys so much for sponsoring and supporting the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It is Monday, July 6th, 2026. There's a lot going on both in the weather department and in the wildfire department. First things first, it's not perfect, but it's one of the best resources out there. If you have not downloaded the app called Watch Duty on your cell phone, you need to do it right now. It's free. There are some premium features you can pay for that are wonderful, but in coordination with Signal and the Wildcat dispatch system, if you want to know information on any wildfire really that's going on in the country, especially the bigger ones where there's a lot of personnel working on the fire and, you know, the potential to impact a lot of people is there as well. Those will get more consistent updates, but there's a wonderful group of volunteers who work with local, state, and federal resources to update that app as often as they possibly can. And we've certainly come a long way when it comes to streamlining information, and that's just one way to get it. I'm not paid or endorsed by them to say this. I don't sponsor them in any way. It's just one of many, many resources I like to use, and it is called Watch Duty. So speaking of all the fires, there's really four or five big ones going on right now that have my attention at any given time. You know, we've got the Ferris Fire in southwest Colorado impacting mainly Dolores County. We've got the Gold Mountain Fire, which is impacting portions of Gunnison County now, where evacuations have now been implemented by the Gunnison County Sheriff's Office. You know, we've got the Willow Fire burning west of Leadville, which has got voluntary and mandatory evacuations in place. And then we have the Aspen Acres Fire, which has probably impacted the most people, burning in portions of Pueblo County as well as Fremont County, Custer County, and going as far south as Huerfano County. So then we had another fire breakout yesterday in Battlement Mesa, near Parachute in Garfield County. So it's dry. We're in a drought. It's hot. It takes nothing to start a fire. And unfortunately, the combination of Mother Nature and human causes has put us in a situation where there's a lot of stress and a lot of uncertainty. And while I echo those sentiments, I want to be a source for you of consistent and reliable information. And I'm not going to be the fear monger. I'm just going to shoot it straight. No BS. And I just want to be that source of strength for you, and also that source of good information that you can share with loved ones and people that you're concerned about. So just continue to check in with me on the socials, especially the Book of Faces, where it seems like that's all I do these days is wildfire coverage. But on the weather front, it is going to be a hot week, not unbearable, but, you know, for someone like me who is not a fan of summer anyway, and I have the heat tolerance of an ice cube, it's not fun. And this weekend's going to be even worse. It'll be a mix of 80s and 90s, depending on your elevation. The western slope will keep western sloping. You'll range from the upper 90s to the mid 100s. It's going to be gross, lay gag me heat. We'll have a few showers and thunderstorms today, mainly along and west of I-25, going into the foothills, into the mountains, and then, of course, including the western slope, Wyoming, and portions of western Nebraska. The further east you go away from I-25 and into western Kansas, the drier and hotter it will be. We're going to get teased by the monsoon a little bit this week, and when I say monsoon, that doesn't automatically translate to downpour and higher humidity. I mean, it does translate to higher humidity, but people associate monsoon with like the Amazon or, you know, being in the Southeast United States, you know, where it's just swamp ass every day. And you can pretty much set your clock or your watch to a 5 or 10 minute downpour every single afternoon. That doesn't necessarily translate to a mile in elevation here in the Rocky Mountain region. The monsoon is a very specific type of weather pattern that develops in the mid to late summer that impacts portions of the southern plains and the desert southwest. And it's usually moisture rotating around a thermal dome of high pressure that the air rotates around clockwise. And we'll get teased by that a little bit. You'll start to notice the effects of that on Tuesday when showers and thunderstorms become more widespread. They're usually slow moving. They are very erratic and unpredictable because we lose a lot of the ingredients to sustain longer duration thunderstorm activity that we normally see in the spring. One of those big ingredients is wind shear. We lose a lot of wind shear in the summertime because the jet stream retreats into Canada. So as a result of that, we get thunderstorms that typically bubble up. I call them popcorn thunderstorms. Some of them are driven initially by terrain, and then they pulse up, and then they rain themselves out. That typically occurs over the course of about 45 minutes to an hour. So not only do some of these thunderstorms produce rain, but they also produce a lot of gusty winds and lightning, of course. And then those outflow boundaries from the first round of thunderstorms can trigger the second round of thunderstorms. And those happen in completely random places that sometimes the forecast models have a really hard time handling, and Copperfield couldn't predict this a lot of the time. So, you know, we can identify the environment that's conducive for these kinds of storms, and we can, as forecasting meteorologists, hope to narrow down the details as much as we can. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you just have to prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And I hope we get some rain out of these storms. And I think Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a decent shot at some of you seeing some rain. But unfortunately, lightning and gusty winds will also be the accompanying threat. So that could exacerbate firefighting efforts with existing blazes, but also start new ones. So, you know, we'll just take the week as it comes and deal with the cards that we've been dealt. So we'll keep showers and thunderstorms, I think, in my forecast, scattered hit and miss Thursday and Friday. And then that spigot shuts off for a little while. And in comes the hottest temperatures we've seen so far this year. And we're not just talking about hot temperatures. We're talking about the potential to set records. Widespread triple digits, I think, including the Denver metro, going out onto the eastern plains, including the western slope, where it could get into the mid to upper triple digits. So 106, 107, 108 degrees in the notoriously hot spots of, you know, Grand Junction, La Junta, Pueblo, Los Animas, Lamar, getting into western Kansas. It's going to be hot. It's going to be disgusting. And no doubt we're probably going to set some records. The good news is that it's not going to last terribly long, but, you know, 3 days feels like 3 years when you're dealing with hot temperatures. And of course, people who unfortunately don't have access to air conditioning, no doubt there probably will be some cooling centers that open up as a result of this heat. So you can check online with your local municipalities to find out where those are. Libraries are a great place where you'll find cooling centers. Those are obviously free. And then there's probably going to be some other resources that are available to you as well. But yeah, probably at least 3 days of triple digit heat, maybe as many as five. And then I'm noticing as we head further into the following week, going into the middle of July, we'll taper those temperatures off. We'll get rid of the triple digits. It'll still be hot, but it won't be record setting heat. And it looks like we may see another pulse of the monsoon kick in after that disgusting, gross swoob and swass that we have to deal with this weekend and going into the first couple of days of next week. And then, like I said, we'll taper things off and increase chances for showers and thunderstorms again. So it's a lot to talk about on the weather front. It's a lot to talk about on the wildfire front, but I am here for you. I got you covered. I'll keep you updated as long as it takes on the Book Face Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com. Instagram, X, and TikTok at CodyTheWeatherGuy. Every Monday and Friday, I do join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show, which you can listen to locally here on the radio at 103.1 FM and 1310 AM, and that's KFKA. They're on the radio from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. And then, of course, if you're not local and you're further away where you can't pick up those signals on the radio, you can stream live at 1310kfka.com. And, of course, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast does drop every single Monday as well at 1310kfka.com. It's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So everyone be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Please don't be dum-dums. The 4th of July is over. Spooky season has started. Put your damn fireworks away. Swallow your cigarette butts. Don't drag chains. Welders, do it inside. Just don't do anything that could remotely cause a spark, okay? Let's use common sense. Let's take care of each other and drink water. Y'all are dehydrated. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.